processing.
KBYS mobile. Listening.
We have 8 FTE mobile and monitored.
Wow, you figured it out.
There wasn't no figuring it out. It just wouldn't let me, and now it did.
I can't help you with that.
Hey, you're the brainchild of this whole operation.
I mean, I know everything.
But you're Drake the All-Knowing.
That is true and untrue at the same time.
Whatever. We'll see how much of a headache it gives me as I'm driving south.
Call earlier.
For that reason, like someone thought it was a good idea to schedule a Zoom call from 8 to noon. Like why? So, sort of listening to that in the background, but sounds like Drake's on the move.
Yeah. I'm just going by the Rapid River Motel. Looks like the plow took out a big purple hippo. I was in this dude's yard. It's now just laying sideways.
saw the plow go through my neighborhood and not bury me, so that's good. Oh, hey, look at that. That's the first station I've seen in town that's above $4 a gallon. Good thing we got what we voted for.
Yeah. Doing crap like that on a Friday sucks. I'm getting ready to do a water heater change out. Waiting for my coworker to get here with the water heater. Like, you guys couldn't have done this on a different day. But productivity is an absolute low right now because this is my last day before a nice long 2-week vacation where I go south. So productivity is at zero today.
You know, on Monday I called in with a severe case of apathy. It worked.
I like to call in and say I can't see myself coming into work today.
I mean, I approve. Do you need anything more? Alright, I'll let you guys go. I'm getting close to the draw point, so I gotta make room in the back seat for the wheelchair. And it's again.
Okay. Well, we're almost toward Pensacola. Surprise, this thing's working this well over here. I don't think I've ever been able to talk over this far. I wouldn't call it well. It's working, just not well. Well, it's working well because it usually doesn't work over here well. I got keyed on top of. Cool. Yeah, you did. Somebody ker-chunked right over you. Any APX.
Is there another station in there?
Thank you.
WDA-CXI. WDA-CXI. This is Kilowatt Alpha 8, Oscar Golf Charlie. Name is Gene. WDA-CXI. WDA-CXI. This is Kilowatt Alpha 8, Oscar Golf Charlie. Gene.
K-A-8-O-G-C, do you copy N-8-X-W-T?
Good morning, yes, I copy. This is K-A-8-O-G-C.
Yeah, this is Jamie. I'm in Troy, and if I'm not mistaken, this is like an all-star node or something. Where are you located?
We're in Traverse City, and we're all-star.
Oh, okay, great. Well, how are things up in Traverse City today? You got any sunshine?
It's just starting to peak out, and it's real nice. We've got bare ground. We've had 17 inches of snow up here. But it's going to be a nice day, I think. Maybe a rain shower here and there.
Okay, real good. I haven't seen the sun for quite some time down here in Troy. Just a little bit here and there, but overall it's been pretty cloudy and overcast for the past long as I can remember. Well, yeah, I just heard you out there and I thought I'd jump in here and say hi. I'm working from home, so I can't stick around, but hope you have a great day up there in Traverse City. K-A-8-O-G-C from N-8-X-W-T, and I'll be clear after your next transmission.
Okay, well, it's nice to visit with you. Maybe you could give me a call sign again. Short memory. K-A-8-O-G-C.
Yeah, the call is November 8, X-Ray Whiskey Tango. N-8-X-W-T, and the name is Jamie.
Okay, Gene on this end, and we'll talk to you again soon. K-A-8-O-G-C. W-A-T-O-N.
Until pushing 10. Yeah, I think I remember hearing you say you were going down there. I think you were talking to Jeff.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping to be out of there around 3 o'clock. Let me tell you what didn't happen.
Well, that's the way the job goes. You never know what you're going to run into from day to day.
I didn't get that.
I was just saying that that's the way the job goes. You never know what you're gonna, what's gonna happen in you in the process of whatever it is you're working on. I suppose especially with the software upgrades and things that you do a lot of. Anyway, I'm down here on the 3-4. I'm not sure which machine you're on up there, but you're in and out a little bit.
I just switched over to the Petoskey machine. I was on the Sheboygan 14674, but the ice storm last year claimed half of the 74's antenna, so we've been having a lot of receive issues.
That's understandable. I wonder, I haven't been out to, I don't think I've been out to that site.
Probably not. It's two DB224s stacked together with a phasing harness, and half of that antenna was already kind of bent. The top half was bent over, and then the ice storm pretty much just ripped it right off and ripped the connector right off the phasing harness, and you can probably imagine all kinds of hit and miss contents going on with that phasing harness right now.
Oh yeah, I can only imagine what Enritsu would show as it as what would be optimum there, where resonance would be, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably not good. The repeater isn't an alarm, so it must not be too horribly out of whack. But either way, it's causing quite a bit of descent at times. It's not. Sometimes it's really bad, and sometimes it's okay. Most of the time, it's just really bad. But before we can do a climb, once we get in there, my plan is to split the transmit and receive antennas like we had to before. We'll make the receive. It's not the same, but it'll at least be able to hear something.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, what you're talking about kind of reminded me of one time I was working on an 800 system and the lightning had hit the receive antenna and it blasted it off there, and there was nothing but just a little nub at the bottom of the base of the antenna. But it had good SWR.
There's probably just one element and it read good.
I don't think it even ended up with an element, but it was just a 50-ohm resistor, I guess, nubbin on there.
Oof. Well, that would also, yeah, I mean, just sweep it and it but the performance sucks. That would be a head scratcher until you can actually get eyes on it.
Well, that was just it. You know, the system complaint indicated that it had a receive problem, and that was a receive antenna. And so I had to switch transmit over onto that antenna to do an SWR check, and I'm looking at that, and it looks good. Then I actually walked out of the building and stepped back from the tower and realized, hey, there's nothing up there.
Yeah, that's an eye-opener right there. But, yeah, that's something. Oh, man. Well, Today I get to figure out why there are CRC errors on port 5 of the network switch. Either it's a auto-negotiation speed problem, and I just gotta set the speed to 100 megabit full duplex, and I can walk out of there, or there's a bad end somewhere, or the cable's bad because rodents.
Gotta love that. Well, I hope it's the easiest fix for you. And I'm almost to my destination, so I'll clear with you and wish you a blessed day out there. Hope you have safe travels. Catch up with you later on. DMH, N8OCX.
Sounds good, Brooks. We'll catch you later. N8DMH Mobile, Multnomah Township.
November 8, Delta Mike Hotel. November 8, Delta Mike Hotel. Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform.
Hey, Toby, how's it going?
Hey, Drake, it's going okay.
Oh, that's good. I found a guy in a pickup truck that doesn't know what the speed limit is.
You know, some of them think these roads are still icy underneath after the snow's been took off.
Well, it's pushing 40 degrees here. There's no ice. So, now I just gotta see if I can get around them.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, sounds like you're on another adventure to fix things, huh? Well, I got some sad news today. We lost another actor.
Yeah, I heard about that. We lost Chuck Norris today.
Yep, that's sad. Well, hopefully that Cat 5 cable is an easy fix and you can get home early.
Yeah, I'd like to after yesterday. That was not exactly a fun time.
Explain what happened.
Nothing really went wrong. It just, everything took longer than we anticipated.
Hey, it happens, buddy. It happens. 24 degrees here, yeah. I know it. It's like when something happens at the one down at the department, one of our trucks is getting fixed or having an oil change, and they go, "Oops, I grabbed the wrong filter, and he's already took the filter off." And it's like, okay, well, that's going to put that truck out of service for a little bit. Oh, just all the fun, yeah. Well, what do you got planned this weekend?
Working on transporting item point A to point B. That's what the plan is. I don't know how much longer I'll have this machine. I'm going into the 1-9 and listening on the 7-4 because the 7-4 is currently deaf. Because we got to fix the antenna and stuff there. I'm dropping down the hill into Roger City.
Okay, Drake. Talk to you later. KCAVSU, 7-3.
Gotta catch you later, Toby. Thank you, mate. Hold it.
KACW. 89NN mobile monitoring. BMW, good afternoon, Drake.
Hey, Bentley, how you doing?
Good, I can see my driveway again.
Is it a good thing? I am making my way back to Traverse City from Rogers City. Up here on Multi Hill right now.
How were things over in RC? Did they get quite a bit of snow over there too, and power outages and stuff? Are they pretty much back to normal?
I don't know how many outages they have. Man, I was following this other truck on the way here, and he was going slower than molasses. I don't know about power outages, but they got quite a bit of snow here. It's kind of impressive how much snow there is in town. They are trying to load it onto a truck and haul it out of there, though.
Well, that must have been from this last storm. I was just looking at snowfall totals for the region, and I think they only got about half of what we got over here this year for the total season.
I'll be right back. I got a quick phone call to answer.
Yeah, you're not getting through, Drake. Maybe try later. KBCW.
Darn repeater doesn't work great. And I got a phone call. I'll be right back.
Yeah, for what it's worth, you're getting in now. Couldn't quite hear you, station. Was that W8RPM?
Is the audio too light?
Yeah, you're coming in a little louder now. Were you on low power before?
I'm still on low power. On the third station, it's got a, I think it's a little SM6, or, yeah, I think it's an SM6 desk mic, and the personality and settings are way different for HF than they are for SM.
All right, the first half of your TX was pretty scratchy and broken up, and I caught the second half of it pretty clearly with just a little bit of static in the background.
I can give you more power, but I shouldn't have to. Hold on. Oh. Yeah, I'm sure that's right.
Yeah, you sounded really good there that whole time.
Yeah. Got it. Got it. I'm not happy. Something's going on outside there. Not happy. But, all right, just acceptable.
Are you ever happy? That's the question.
I'm not talking about me. Hello, bad signal, Drake. Hey, has there been any more discussion about what's going on with the 6-8?
I think Drake mentioned something to me about it the other day. Is that the one down in Traverse City?
That's the 8-6. I mean the 6-8 Potoski that was on SUS, the GQM.
Oh, yeah. Trying to remember who told me. Maybe it came up on Saturday when we were having breakfast, and Somebody thought that it's been moved inside somebody's garage temporarily, and some people are saying they can get into it, but not very well, which would explain why it might be on someone's garage. And I have keyed it up a bunch of times and get nada from it, so I don't really know exactly.
Okay, I would sort of wait and see if they were in China, maybe in a bad signal spot. You know, it's just nice to have an alternative. It's also nice to have something that's not on the wide area, you know, because sometimes you just don't need it, you don't want it. It'd be nice if I had a little better sight.
I hear you. Sometimes I will fall back on the W8 IRA in Vanderbilt, but like you said, that's tied into a link, and then your transmission goes out, you know, to half the world. Frankly, I still use a couple of the GMRS repeaters that are still in the air these days, kind of as a fallback or a side alternative with a couple of my buddies that are connected up to them as well.
This is in the system, it's not necessary. Have you, I have a feeling that the angled antenna up on PAC is probably the problem. Drake, are you back with us?
Sheboygan 675 when, you know, we were kind of trafficking them pretty heavily about a year or more ago. There's a guy in Indian River, we used to call him Indian River Bob, He used to be on the Sheboygan 675 all the time. Seems like a pretty good dude. But other than that, we didn't get into that repeater a lot when it was linked up because there was so much downstate traffic on it, and that just wasn't our cup of tea.
Yeah, that was, not that I've ever been there. I've listened once in a while, but I got it in the, I've got the GMRF panels in the rig and the camper for obvious reasons, but the last year or so, I've kind of been at war with the GMRF guys. They wouldn't get off that linking thing. And, you know, the FCC couldn't have made it more clear. It was one of those calls that I shall say again things, because they just told them over and 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 over, you know. And nobody was paying any attention to them. Like, stop winking GMRS repeaters. So, all right. Well, PUT Dan got the place in Akiak. He posted pictures. And, you know, yeah, they had a lot of snow. They had probably 20 inches, 20, 24 inches, but nothing like us.
WTPUT. Yeah, but wasn't in here. We got probably 30 or so because it was up to the bottom of the to the bottom of the handrail of the steps.
Are you up there now, or are you blinking in?
No, I'm at my desk at home. It'll be a little while before we get up there. Wouldn't be able to get in the snowbanks across the driveway on 23 are as high as the mailbox. But yeah, no, the snow depth there, it's at floor level, higher than the one end of up over the bottom of the kitchen windows. And yeah, if you look at the one view, the handrail going up onto the porch, usually about 32 inches at the face of it. It was up to the bottom of the handrail. Yeah, you have a lot of cracklings on your signal, Ron. Sounds like an intermittent antenna, rather it's your or the repeater, but it's definitely something intermittent. WTPT.
I think it's the repeater, because I've heard it on them too. I don't have the frame of reference you do. You know, I saw your pictures, but I didn't have the impact. But it's still, you know, anything over a foot, it's just too much. There's just no reason.
Yeah, didn't want to bust up the conversation. Figured I'd chime in there, let you know that yeah, we really didn't get that much there, which is about the same as everybody else got. Not greater or less than, about the same. WTPT.
All right, the update about text message conversation is not good. It's not an improvement, and I'll give you details elsewhere. But Bent Lee, BCW, which Dan sounds a lot like VTW when you say it fast. Bentley got WHR. Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't have much more to add to all that. Just glad that the snow has stopped finally, and we can concentrate on digging out and melting back some banks. I found my driveway again. It's melted out and clear now, but our road is still a mess, so more of that to come. It looks like we're getting a little freeze up again after today or tomorrow. It ought to be real nice, but spring will get here eventually, just waiting it out. K8BCW.
Hello, DMH Mobile. We're still here and just crossing into Sheboygan County.
There, sir. not, like I said, I'm at about 20 watts or so. The antenna's super low. It's maybe 15 feet off the ground on the back side of the house. This is not enough for the 1.9. I got to crank it up a little bit more to bring up 1.9. Maybe when I get done with my little bit of running around today, I'll go out there. Luckily, I can get all that stuff. It's right outside the back garage pedestrian door. And this stick is just up on that green swagged Army surplus kind of masting, so I can probably pull that off and replace it with something. See if that makes a difference, but the static crashes in the system, I've heard it intermittently on all you guys, so something else to put on the spring to-do list.
You said you need 50 watt, or 20 watts to bring up the 1.9 from Indian River? I was able to use it mobile all the way over to, I was just using it up on the hill outside of Rogers City.
It's my location, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I'm at like 590 feet.
Oh, that'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, the static crashes, those will get fixed once we can actually get into the site. Right now it's gotta be snowed in. I don't even know if I'd want to walk back there. Well, maybe I can swing over there. Not exactly on the way, but I might be like, well, no, because I don't have my key. Never mind. Darn. My temporary fix is just put the transmitter on a different antenna. Because that crackle is all defense. When the transmitter comes up is when that noise gets real bad. So that would be my temporary fix until we can get the stick replaced.
Yep, I figured. You know, there's a lockbox there even if you don't have the key.
Oh, maybe I will swing in there.
Just remember to we're down 33 and don't go past it.
I don't have my boots and I don't really want to get to drive 2 hours with soaking wet feet, so I should probably do that another day.
Sometimes discretion is the better part of valor. I did not know that there was another stick up there for B that was not being used. I know there's some U's, but I didn't think there was a V.
Oh yeah, there's like four VHF antennas up there. The top one was the 8 bay, which is now probably a 4 bay, I think, which is why it sucks so bad. And there's three other 4 bays that are lower. Those are spread across. One of them's ATRS. Packet node, which needs to get revived. And I think the third one is radio feed. I think the packet doesn't work right now. I'm probably just going to put the ATRS on the packet antenna, the repeater on the ATRS antenna for transmission. That'll band-aid it and get us through for a little while until we can replace that top antenna, if we can.
Well, you can do anything with enough money. But, you gotta find a different climber. Quit letting, Gramps number 2 go up there. Especially to the top.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Maybe that's a cam thing. Yeah, it's weird. I'm listening to the output on an HT as well, so I can tell what it's doing on me. And it's odd. Is the packet node on the air?
The packet node is off the air right now. The APRS is.
Okay, because it sounds like there's data bursts that go along with the static. But it could be my imagination, too. You probably could transition back completely to the 7-4 now. You're basically on top of it. So are you done for the day?
Yep, I'm done for the day. It looks like someone's keying up the 3-4 again, which is fun. I've been on the 7-4. Once I got a little closer, I switched back over. I've been balancing between the 1-9 and the 7-4. They're both full scale here, so.
I'm sure the 1-9 is fine in the driveway. Probably doesn't like where this antenna is, but that'll give me something to do later. I think I've got a little GP3 that I can probably put up there. And I was trying to get something HF on the air too. My best HF setup is actually in the camper because I've got a Linko. SR8T and the matching tuner, and that just, I'm amazed, absolutely amazed how well that setup works. Then again, you know, if you've got the ability to get, you know, 90 feet of wire, 90, 130, it's just stellar. It's even happy on 160.
What kind of radio is that again?
A little Alinco GX SR8T, kind of like the Alinco version of the 718, sort of.
Oh, that's cool. I was actually unaware that Alinco made any HF rigs.
Oh, yeah. They had a DX70, 77. This thing is one of the newer ones. I bought this thing brand new. And I bought the tuner brand new. So the tuner, it's an AT4. You know, it's an ICOM AT4. It's the exact duplicate of it. The only thing different is the connector. Some of them use a 4-pin connector and use all 4 pins. Some of them use a 6-pin connector and use 4 pins. So, but I stole the radio. I like I said, I bought it brand new, and it wasn't $300. It was like 260 or 280 or something like that. I actually paid as much for the tuner as I did for the rig. And it's the perfect size for me. You know, it's bigger than a 706. It's way bigger than an 817. It's got a normal size screen on it. The screen's almost as big as my 746. And takes Yaesu, wired for Yaesu mic, so my Yaesu desk mic works on it just fine. It's a great little rig. Just can't say enough on it. Very basic DSP, you know, a bunch of memories. Just an absolutely zero regrets on that setup. Bought for that specific purpose.
Oh, nice. Sounds like a good rig. I'll have to look at it when I get home. I've got an FT897 that I've been using as a portable rig, and suddenly it decided to go stupid. It says 0.000, doesn't do the little power-up beep anymore. I think I just got to rewrite the firmware or something. But it's all up. It's all upset. I also got to replace one of the rotary encoders. The knob snapped off, but it was already Oh shoot! It was already kind of getting to the point where if you turn it like one notch, it goes nuts. So it needs to be replaced anyway. And I just got a knob on it, and it'll be all good to go then. but I've got the batteries for it, the matching tuner that screws right onto the side. It's a great little rig.
You know, probably before you were born, Yaesu's first generation of programmable VHF mobiles, the memorizer like the 227R and those kind of rigs, they used an optical disc on the back of the tuning knob that had, you know, all these little IMT punch holes in it. And that thing was notorious for just, it wasn't an electrical failure, an electronic failure, it was a mechanical failure. So where that disc would come loose on the back of the shaft, or the bearings in the shaft would get crappy, and the spin would not be completely circular, and it would drive that optical encoder just crazy. You'd be sitting there talking, and the thing would change frequencies by a notch, up or down. But come a long way since
1977. My old SG-60 had that problem. I got a new one now, but the old one had, I can't use the rotary encoder, I gotta use the buttons. So, that problem still exists.
That's probably even more complicated than a miniaturized rig compared to something full size. You know, that memorizer, the original ST-227, it had one memory channel, one. And the next of it had four on a knob. And, you know, it's just another example. Radios, guns, cars, not wives, but girlfriends. Occasionally there's one that you got rid of and you just, you know, 10 years down the road, it's like, man, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you'll have that. That's why I've been... The radios I use the most, I don't ever think I'm ever going to sell them. Some of the ones that, you know, I don't use that often, but they're the only radio that has a specific feature or, you know, does something kind of specific that none of the other ones do. I won't get rid of that. So... I have a decently large portable collection. I purged a little bit of it, but like maybe three of them occasionally. Most of them are my Motorola's, actually.
Yeah, it's funny, the ducks are already pairing up. Herd of ducks here, and it's funny watching the courting going on. The big males chasing away the little males. Underneath my, I've got like a downstairs computer desk. It's got my 746 on it, and a docker for one of my laptops and a bigger monitor. Sitting on the 50 amp power supply are two of the radio shaft HR212s, a TM61, a pair of FT90s, and a TYT9800. And I'll just sit in here looking at me, looking for something, waiting for something to do.
Isn't that FT90 like it's a single band, or not single band, but single receiver little guy, right?
Yep, tiny, absolutely tiny. 50 watt, too, a 50 watt, yeah. Yeah, but it's got a small display, not 817 small, but I think it's just 6 character. It is an alphanumeric display, though, and I do have the RT software for it, so it's easy to mess around with that thing. Does aircraft receive, you know, it's happy out of band. I actually use it in my little fishing boat. I have my 17-foot fishing boat set up for that. The one that I bought from never remember it, lives just outside of town on the hills there, down at the, kind of like at the end of Wildwood, before Wildwood turns into Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but... Hey, I got a phone call. Gotta run.
I need
the image.
All right. I need to let my finals cool off. See you later. We'll be around. W-8-R-P-M. 73 to Bentley, if you're still listening. I'll be around on an HT. I gotta go do some errands. Pretty much a down day. Probably go get my antenna out of the way and come back and investigate my antenna issue if I have one. But can't do too much without snowshoes even around the house. W-8-R-P-M.
Hey, BCW, testing the 1-1.
BCW, yeah, Drake, you're barely getting in.
How about on this one?
Marginally better.
Well, I'll take that over word.
Static is the name of the game.
How exciting. I heard you trying the 1-1. You were in there pretty good. A little bit of noise in the... But you were okay.
Yeah, I tried the 7-4 also from my base station at home just to see if I could hit it, and I don't think I got it to open up. But I was only on medium power for both of those, and I ratcheted it up to high, and I still wasn't able to get to the 7-4, unfortunately.
Did you have the 103.5 tone in there?
I believe so.
All right. Well, when it warms up and the snow melts, that side will be much better.
Well, when I was driving around yesterday, and I went up to Lebring, by the way, I was trying to get into it and then realized I had the wrong frequency set up on it. I'm like, so I was thinking, well, that might be the reason I've never been able to get into it from home, and I made that change in my programming, and doesn't sound like I can still get in it. But let me double-check my PL tone. Yeah, it looks like I had the right tone.
What's the, when you go key up on it, does it say 146.14 when you key up there as the input frequency or your transit frequency?
Yes, it does.
Well, that sucks.
because I can get into the Sheboygan 675 repeater that's there, as well as Dell's GMRS repeater up in Stutzmanville, so I thought for sure I'd be able to hit a 2-meter repeater in that same area.
You should be able to hit the 7-4. The coverage for the 1-9 and the 7-4 actually overlaps quite a bit. It's a good thing. That's kind of what we wanted.
Yeah, no worries, man. I don't need it when I'm around this area. I mean, like you said, there's plenty of coverage on the 1-9 for me, and I can get into the 1-1 in Mackinac, so I think I'm good, but I probably have a trip coming up over to Alpena soon, and I'll give it a test then when I have, go across 68, see how far I can hang into it.
Stand by. All right. I dropped down a hill, and I knew I was going to lose it, so. Well, you're probably able to reach the 7-4 no problem all the way to, even beyond Mulkey Hill. You can hear it at least. But the issue is getting into it because, of course, it's down at that time. So, if you catch it while it's not having a fit, you shouldn't have too much of a hard time getting into it. But when it's having a fit, it's all over.
All right, good to know, man. My motivation is I've got a new mobile rig, so I want to test that, see how I can do with it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'll find that even the 1-9 will go out that way. It won't be as strong as the 7-4, but they're both usable out that way. Once you drop down Mulkey Hill, though, into Rocky City, is when the 1-9 really tapers off, though.
Yeah, I would imagine that's going to be in a pretty big shadow area for that repeater.
Right. That is really interesting that you can't bring up the 7-4 at all, even though you can key up the 675. Because 675 is like maybe 260 feet. It's not up very high.
Yeah, and I've never had a problem reaching it, even with the older equipment that I had that was not nearly the quality of what I've got now. And it was, kind of one of the go-tos that we used to use back in the old GMRS days.
You know, the funny thing is that repeater really isn't anything special. It's a couple, actually, the old CM200 mobiles that I made my first repeater with, actually. And it's been running for quite a long time. So, I'm surprised that thing hasn't died yet. Especially with how long that thing would be transmitting for when it was tied into all that stuff downstate.
Yeah, so it's got a special place in your heart, I understand. That's cool. Would you make 12?
Say that again?
I said, did you build it when you were 12 or something?
Oh, no. No, I built that I built 44435 originally, I want to say in 2022, maybe the latter part of 21. I don't remember exactly, but I used those two radios and an old DMR UHF duplexer, and I ran it at 15 watts because I didn't have an amplifier.
fire. That thing was not pretty, but it worked. And then I upgraded 44435 to a MTR 2000. And I had those mobiles sitting around for a while. And then Adam was like, well, we should make a pressure heater. And I was like, well, I can do that. So it's got a little Raspberry Pi with an audio interface. Those two mobiles with a fan. It's a lot less ugly. No longer as ugly as it used to be. And been out there for a year and a half. Been out there for a while. So just keeps on cranking along.
Yeah, right on, man. We actually got a lot of use out of that, especially when it wasn't linked up downstate. We enjoyed using it. It was one of the spots where our buddy down in Boyne Falls could regularly get into it. He could get into Dell's repeater, GMRS repeater in Stutzmanville, the 650. But that was not always optimal, and he would get some static fairly often, but... Yeah, the Sheboygan 675 was a flamethrower for us.
Well, good deal. I'm glad you guys used that thing. I wasn't really sure how much use it would get. But it sounds like quite a bit, so... I got to work on my... I've got a 42650 in Traverse. Good job, but... Set my sight. Got some receive issues I gotta take care of. And, my buddy, he doesn't have his hand yet, but he's got his GMRS license. And we app on that thing quite a bit. When it's not having its receive tantrum.
Well, I will say that it doesn't get much use by us anymore, now that we're all in the ham family, but it is nice to have it as a second backup source of comms, and, you know, like you said, if you got somebody else that you know that's not hand licensed, that they can jump on it. So it's good to have. I hope you keep it around, and thanks again.
Yeah, good deal. Now, when I get back up into that site, I got to replace the pie and put a... that's got an Ethernet port on it. Plug it into the network that way so I can actually get back into the darn thing. So. I was able to monitor it remotely before it decided it didn't want to connect to anything anymore. It's on our never-ending to-do list.
Well, if we ever get consistently long enough warm temperatures where we can melt some of this white stuff on the ground, let me know when you're planning a trip up there. I might do, if you don't mind me looking over your shoulder and asking you a bunch of pestering questions.
That's fine. We had a couple other people that did the same thing. Don't you dare pull out in front of me. Good. You did a good job. There we go. We've had a couple other people that have done that in the past. So. It's cool. It's kind of fun to, learn the inner workings of how a repeater works and stuff like that. They're surprisingly simple, but they can also be pretty complicated at the same time, depending on the setup and site or whatever. It really just depends.
Well, especially when you start linking them up with other repeaters and interneting them and VMRing them and GMRSing them and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
on the Tommy is, like, you think you've actually explored everything, but you haven't. There's so many different avenues. One avenue I'd like to go back down is satellite. During COVID, I did that quite a bit. I had a Arrow dual-band antenna, and I used my Kenwood THD7, that's a full duplex radio. You can receive VHF, transmit UHF simultaneously, or vice versa. So you can actually hear how well you are getting into the satellite as you're trying to reach it. It's pretty sweet. And I also, with the code, weather images from the NOAA satellites before those got shut off, which I'm really bummed about. That was cool. I think the only one that's low Earth orbit now that you can receive is the Meteor satellites, the Russian ones. Something I haven't done is nabbed an image from the GOES satellite, which is the geostationary one. There's a whole lot of interesting stuff you can grab off of that satellite. But it's, I think it's 1.5 gig. So you need quite the elaborate dish setup for that.
Well, it sounds like that great shamdemic was a great time to geek out on some of that stuff if you were not doing a whole lot of other things, like most people weren't. You know, immerse yourself into some of that other stuff. It's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was fun stuff. With this new place, I'll probably be able to do that more often. Which I'm probably going to start transporting items this weekend. So. Anyway. Alright, Bentley, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from home, so. I'm going to get back into home mode. And DMH mobile.
All right, Drake, always good talking to you. Have a good afternoon, a great weekend. KBCW.
AI-7, VIM, monitoring.
KBCW.
And this is a 9KOP mobile.
cross-set repeater Gels with me.
K-E-8-Y-I-L, Mike here in St. Helens. I'll be listening to you, John.
K-F-8-F-T-E.
K-E-8-T-A-T.
N-A-D-M-H-N-8-A-P-X.